On Wednesday, August 9th, Peterborough's newest independent bookstore opened its doors on Hunter Street East in East City. Brothers Andrew and Sean Fitzpatrick have been running Take Cover Books for nearly 1 year, but up until this week, they haven't had a physical store. I got the opportunity to meet with Andrew as he was closing up the store after their first day open, to talk about Take Cover Books and how they ended up opening this location.
We started the online store on Labor Day of last year, in 2022, and we operated online basically up until yesterday, solely online, and then in the spring, we got to a spot where we felt like we had to expand a bit and that people were asking for a place to come and actually browse, and we kind of maxed out my home because all of our stock was in my office that I used to use for music and became a temporary bookstore. And then we found this place and it was perfect and we just kind of jumped at it.
Although Andrew has worked in publishing for about 10 years, bookselling is relatively new to both owners, and the opportunity came up when they found themselves needing a career change in recent years.
The business is me and my brother, and we are both musicians, and we had been working away at collecting everything throughout all of our lives. We're avid record collectors. We shared our book collection as kids. We have always just been completists. And over the pandemic, we were playing no shows and the music scene was a little difficult to find. So we were spitballing ideas and then we landed on a bookstore. And at the beginning, we were poking around it, seeing how you could do it. And we realized it was a perfect fit and we were good at it. And then we ran with it.
Take Cover has been selling books in Peterborough since last summer, and they have steadily built an enthusiastic customer base. But now that they have a storefront, the relationship they have with their community changes.
Main difference is that we now get to meet people, which is huge. Because we were doing, the model before was that we would do home delivery. So people would order through our site, and we would do same day or next day delivery. And sometimes I would meet people on their porch when I would deliver. More often than not, I would just pop it in their mailbox and then do the rest of the deliveries. Now, we actually get to talk to people and have like more of a relationship, whereas before it was all on Instagram. So it felt, it was really nice and the community was very vocal and super positive, but it's a different relationship when you're doing it solely through a phone as opposed to seeing people in person.
Engaging with their community in meaningful ways is a priority for the owners, and one of the best ways they can do that is learning what their customers really want to be reading. This was something that was lacking when the business was conducted over Instagram, especially near the beginning. They took stocking the new store as an opportunity to implement community feedback, as Andrew expands on.
We had a pretty limited stock at the beginning, and then over time, we got to actually look at people's interests. We could look at the actual data of what they were buying and build out sections. And then before we did this buy for the store on Instagram, I did a quiz and I just said, hey, we're buying. What are you interested in? What would you like to see in the store? Because after all, this is for you. And it'd be really weird if Sean and I were just like, we like these and you must obey what we like. And people gave us amazing feedback, like things that we weren't even thinking of. Very steamy rom-coms. I would have never thought to bring in steamy rom-coms. Middle grade graphic novels. Specific types of fiction, horror. The nonfiction categories that we built out were also based on user requests. So that feedback was integral to us building the store so that it would reflect the community that we were welcomed into.
Andrew says that they want to make use of this new space in as many ways as they can. They want to be more than just a bookstore. They already run the Take Cover Reading Club, a book club that meets online once each month, but now it has the potential to move into the new store. Andrew says that there are other community events being planned, with more details to come, which include frequent author events, and they even plan to organize a film club in the space. It is opportunities like these that truly separate an indie bookstore from the giant online stores that dominate the bookselling market like Indigo or Amazon. Andrew shares his thoughts about the challenges that come with being a small bookstore, essentially in competition with some of the largest companies in the world.
So Amazon, because they have a warehouse system that is vast and quick moving. You can order basically anything and get it basically the next day, right? So if you choose to go with us, we don't claim to be able to do it as fast. Like, you can't order something we don't have today and get it tomorrow. It's probably going to be here in about 2 weeks, which is usually fine for most people, especially with a book. Like, it's probably going to take you a few days to read it anyway if you're in a rush. We have so many options, ebooks, audiobooks, all this stuff, that, like, if you're looking for the book, I think a lot of people are willing to wait. I think people are interested in shopping local more than we think. I think that now, especially over COVID, it brought a lot of attention to local economies. And I think that that is a really important thing that people are investing in now. And you still can't browse the shelves physically of Amazon. You still have to go to a website. So the convenience of having it delivered is positive. But being able to go to a local store, come to us, who own the store, ask us what we like, talk to us about what you like, ask for things that we can bring in for you, is so much more personable and human, mm-hmm. as opposed to, like, Indigo and Amazon, which are mostly algorithm-based. Like, I think human connection is the most important thing about stores like this. And that's why indies actually do pretty well.
As of this week, Take Cover Books is open at their Hunter Street East location Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Nogajiwinong.